Well, we just want to welcome you to Impact the Dream podcast. We're coming live out of Sacramento, California. We're in Northern California, in case you're wondering, those of you that are listening, the capital of California. So anyways, we wanted to just touch bases with you. I'll give you another little shout out here on this podcast, all those that have been following us. For more information, a little bit more on Impact, go to impactintlbaseball.com. Kind of give you a little update on there as to what's going on with us. If you read what we're about, we right now I just want to let you know a little bit about, you know, what our core values are, what our mission statement is. You know, our mission is to develop student athletes who will be motivated by their God-given purpose to be lifelong learners, and you know what, to serve their communities. We get a lot of people that, you know, they end up making it in their career, in their sport, whatever it may be, but they don't go back to their local community and give back. And that's one of the things we really teach, you know, when it comes to our players coming into Impact and beginning to play for us and get some education. And then we send them usually to their colleges or to their high schools. And some of our core values we really want to install into the players. Things like, number one, the faith and family go hand in hand. Number two, we in character. We work on the student athlete's character, and they get an understanding what it means to have character on the field as well as off the field. And then, obviously, number three, their education. So powerful to get, you know, an education while they're playing baseball. And, you know, as they're growing up, it's so important that they pursue their career and their dreams, you know, alongside with the dream of, you know, possibly playing in the big league someday. But, you know, pretty much that's what our mission statement and our core values are pretty much all about. We wanted to, you know, put this podcast because we really wanted to people to know what we're doing, what we're about, things that we're attempting to do right now, and even things that we've done in the past, so you know a little bit about us. But right now, we just came back from the Dominican Republic. We were in San Pedro de Macorís. To all our San Pedroans out there, we want to send you a little shout out. And met a lot of good players out there, a lot of great coaches. Worked with some good, great academies out there while we were there. And that whole experience was powerful. I mean, it's a 12-hour flight. Probably a 12 to 13 hour flight leaving Northern California. We flew into Miami, basically we flew to Los Angeles, then to Miami, into San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. So that pretty much took about 12, 13 hours in total, flying and moving planes and stuff like that. But pretty powerful experience. We get there, get off the plane. We take a day of rest just to, you know, gather everything and kind of put everything together as to what we're going to do while we're there. And immediately we hit the ball fields following, you know, those couple days. So it was a powerful time. We went into the academy. First one was Sabino Sports Academy. That's located in San Pedro de Macorís. And he's got some players there that we've been working with. And we went into also Mr. Jose Cano, who's the father of Robinson Cano, who plays for the Seattle Mariners. Want to send him a little shout out, Mr. Robinson Cano. I know he's tearing it up over there with Seattle Mariners. But anyways, we went into both those academies. We worked with some players, and we're looking at bringing some players here this June, end of June, going into July for 4 weeks, which will be training here in Sacramento, California, and working out, and also touring and visiting some of the junior colleges here in Sacramento, California. So powerful thing we're putting together for a lot of these players. Basically, we're impacting their dreams. You know, they have a dream, and then we walk into it, and we just take it to a whole nother level. So, you know, we bring God into it. We bring their education, obviously faith and family, the importance of those things. So, you know, it's a powerful, you know, endeavor that we're stepping out and doing and working with these young student athletes that desire to come to the United States, desire to get an education, desire to play the game of baseball. And, you know, basically just to make a dream come true, which all of us have. All of us want a dream, have a dream, and want to fulfill that dream. And, you know, we just thank God for the United States of America. That's where dreams come true. And, you know, God really helped me with my dreams here and being able to travel the world now. Been traveling the world for almost 18 years now and been in all many different countries around the world. I mean, I can't even count them right now if I put them on my finger, more than 15. But anyways, it's been a powerful time. And now I just want to give back to the game of baseball, which was such a part of my life for so many years. And I think it's a part that not a whole lot of people know. But prior to me, I used to work in the church for probably about 18 years. And I didn't really do any baseball then. But, you know, God brought me back into baseball in 2007. And we've been traveling and doing baseball clinics and helping out young kids with equipment and baseball clothes and feeding kids in some countries. And it's been a powerful thing. You know, now we've been able to bring this mission experience and even take coaches and players with us to these countries and give them that missions experience with sports. And it's been a powerful thing. We just want to thank God for everything he's been doing. And most of all, I want to thank all those that have partnered with us, those in Northern Cal, those in Southern Cal down there in San Diego, Oceanside, Orange County. We've had a lot of partners and people that, just sponsored us and got us into some of these countries so that we can do some of the things that we've been doing in the game of baseball and being able to do some of these humanitarian works, which really opened up a lot of doors and helped us help equip some little leagues and kids with clothes and things like that. This year, we got some great things in store. This year, we're looking at going into the Dominican Republic once again. And we're going to be working with some kids in a school, and they have needs of backpacks and school supplies and school uniforms. Every year they have to get school uniforms, and the kids are growing, so they don't fit into the old ones. And so we're looking at sponsoring close to almost 100 kids in one of these schools, so that they can have, you know, backpacks, pens, papers, all the things they need for their school subjects and for their studies. So be looking forward to seeing that on our website. Again, it's impactintlbaseball.com. All right. Well, right now we just want to touch bases with you a little bit about some of the recent things we've done. We were just in the Dominican Republic this last 3 months from February to May. And we went out, we searched for some players, we did some scouting combines. So those of you that don't know what that is, we set up in one of the academies, we bring players, we set up the baseball field so that we can look at the players play. They're running, they're throwing, they're hitting, their ability to play the game. And then from there, with my coaching staff and with some of our coaches that we have there in the Dominican Republic, we choose the kids that can come, and we run them through an interview. I run them through an interview with what's their purpose, and why do they want to come to the States, and why do they want to go to college. And we question their parents, and some of the times their pastors, their teachers that have there that have known them. So it's pretty intense interview they go through before they come to the United States, because we want to make sure we bring the right kids so they have an awesome experience, and they come here and we don't have to worry about them. They can take care of themselves, and obviously we put them with families. That's the other thing. We put them with good Christian families here in Northern California and Sacramento. And some of them will be living with some families and going to schools. And some of them will be living with families and going to junior colleges here in Sacramento. And so we're setting all this up for these kids to come here, have an awesome experience, and just basically change lives. One of the main things they thrust into our core values is faith and family, and the character and education. It always comes back to those things. And we install that in the players. Even as we're working out there in the Dominican Republic, we made sure that was something that was really something that we put inside of them, and that they realize, why are they doing this, and for actions and their thoughts, and on the field and off the field, is always have to be on point. you know, how they're living. Those things are so important for these future student athletes, because some of them will make it, and some of them that don't, at least they will have a career to go into because of their education, as they pursued their education in the game of baseball. But it's a powerful time. We're looking at setting up a foundation also with Mr. Jose Cano in the Dominican Republic, which would help support some of these kids while they're here in school, because some of them come from very, very poor families. And we're looking at working and partnering with Mr. Jose Cano. He's already agreed to work with us. We had some great meetings with him and his staff, and it's going to be a powerful time working with him. Also, Mr. Giovanni Sabino, who runs Sabino Sports Academy there in San Pedro, is going to be working with us and also going to be coming here for a week to meet with the players and to see how everything's going and follow up with them. Because these players come out of Mr. Jose Cano's and Mr. Giovanni Sabino Sports Academy. So, powerful thing that we set up for these kids. And, you know, I want to send out some shout outs to some very special people in San Pedro de Macorís in Dominican Republic. And right now he's presently living in Lakeland, Florida. His name is Mr. Brent Sucher. And his wife, Stephanie. We want to really thank them. Brent was such a blessing to us. He basically was able to take photography and was able to assist us, even with some interpreters. And, you know, he helped us with our staff as we were sharing with the players, because some of our staff didn't speak Spanish. But Mr. Brent Sucher is an American. But if you were to hear him speak, you would not know he was an American once he started speaking in Spanish. The brother is a Dominican Republican, man, I tell you. But he was such a blessing while he was there. He worked out one of the days with some of the kids in the academy. So he loves a game of baseball. But we just want to thank Mr. Brent Sucher and Stephanie and their family for really helping us out these last 2 to 3 months while we were there. And really want to send out a shout out to Mr. Brent Sucher in Lakeland, Florida. All right, man. Also, we want to send out a shout out to Mr. Alberto Reyes, who's a pastor there in San Pedro de Macorís. Him and his family were such a blessing to us. Another pastor was such a blessing with Mr. Manolo Irizarry. Has a church there in San Pedro, and also a church in Hato Mayor, which is not too far from San Pedro. And we got a chance to speak to the church and to some young people there. And we had such some great supporters while we were there, and people that were just around us and really helped us out. So we just want to thank God for all those people that have surrounded us. Me and my wife, Wanda Limon. Those of you that didn't know, I am married to a Dominican Republican. All right. She's there from San Pedro de Macorís. And we've just been having such a blessed time with all the people there in the Dominican and her family. So we just want to send out a shout out to Wanda's family and everybody that's there. All right. God bless y'all. Anyways, let's get back to what we were talking about. But love talking about my wife. I love her. I love her. Anyways, preparing some of the things that we do to prepare the students now that they're getting ready to come here in June. We are looking at, you know, getting them in front of some of these colleges, and they're going to be taking some tours while they're here. They're coming here, and the cost is pretty costly for out-of-state international students. So, you know, we're putting together some foundations, and I know I'm going to be talking some more about these foundations so we can help our players that are coming from some of these different countries get some financial aid, and we can help them with their studies and getting them so that they can just concentrate on school and playing the game of baseball, which is a dream, you know, a dream for all of us. I was blessed enough that, you know, when I played and even went to junior college, I got a scholarship from a local baseball club that I played for. It was American Legion Baseball, and I played for Kennedy Legion. Those of you that know Kennedy Legion, that was back in the day. And I got a scholarship to go to junior college and play baseball, and some finances came from me from there, and I was able to go into Sacramento City College and be a Sacramento City College Panther. Yeah, and from there, again, I went on to play baseball at the University of Nebraska. Go Huskers! All the way in Lincoln, Nebraska. Anyways, just a little bit about myself. I had to throw that in, you know what I'm saying? But we bring our students, and with the intent of them getting scholarships. And, you know, some of them, again, are coming from very poor families. And so we're looking at bringing, you know, right now we have 4 players that we're bringing. I'll give you some names, too. Luis Castro, Luis Soriano, who is there from San Pedro de Macorís. Mr. Reynaldo Guillen. No Reynaldo. No, not a relation to Ozzie Guillen. I thought he was, but no, he's not. Another one, Mr. Carlos Robles. These players are all from San Pedro. And another one, Mr. Jason Candelaria, who will be coming with us here this June. And we look forward to having these guys here. It's going to be such a blessing to have them here in Sacramento, California, working out with our American players here on Impact Baseball Team in Sacramento. Obviously, with our coach, Mr. Nelson Randolph, will be working with us. And also, we have Mr. Paul Carmazzi, who is a great hitting coach. It was one of our coaches and our head coach at one time there at Sac City College. And now he coaches baseball, and he coached at Christian Brothers here in Sacramento for some years, and now just does a lot of pitching and hitting coaching, one-on-one coaching here in Sacramento out of Sac City. So we got a great coaching staff. Another couple players that want to let you know is going to be helping us out, Mr. Greg Vaughn. I played for the Milwaukee Brewers for quite a many years, and jumped around two or three other teams. And also Mr. Fernando Viña. Also from Valley High. I went to Valley High also. That's my high school, my alma mater, Mr. Fernando Viña, coming out of Valley High. Also played at Sac City and went to Arizona State. So he's a Sun Devil. Yes, he is. Anyways, these are some of the players that are going to be working out and helping train some of our players here that are going to be coming for that four-week period. So going to be a powerful time. We're looking at really getting involved into the lives of these players, getting them set up here in Sacramento and putting them in these schools. And again, it's all about the preparation, and we just really want to look at helping these players out. And those of you that want to get more involved with this and can be able to help us financially, because finances always help us. Right now we're really looking at raising money to help these players get into these colleges and help them with their financial part, which is paying for their books and their tuition. And then once they're in there, some of them will be even working a small part-time job so they can have some spare cash and be able to, you know, live a normal life as they go through the college experience. Because you know how sometimes it is. It's pretty rough on some of the college students nowadays, those of you that have went to college. But again, we want it to be such a positive experience. And we've had churches get involved and pastors and people that work in the churches get involved that really be able to support our kids, some from the Dominican Republic. And obviously, those of you that have helped me and my wife, my family members that have helped me and my wife and close friends and partners and supporters. Again, we just want to thank you. And if you could continue to support us, please go to our website, impactintlbaseball.com. And, you know, another thing I just want to let you know from the get-go, we are going to be selling caps, hoodies, t-shirts, sweatshirts for our academy. That money will go directly back into our academy so that we can help out players, so that we can help out people that are coming in from these other countries. There are players that are coming in and that need financial support. Some of them need finances for clothes. Some of them need finances with, you know, again, paying for their books, and some with the help with their tuition. So we're trying to raise as much money as we can for our first four players that are coming from the Dominican Republic. So those of you that are out there, we just want to let you know, again, go to impactintlbaseball.com, and you'll be seeing on there pretty soon our baseball caps, our t-shirts, our hoodies, things that we want to sell to help support what we're doing in Dominican Republic, in Central America, Honduras, and also soon to come, this year we will be in Taipei, Taiwan. That's in Asia. So be looking forward to, you know, hearing more about our trips. And we got some great things in store coming in with Impact Baseball here and into California, and things that we're going to be, we're just growing. The thing is just evolving. And, you know, we just want to thank God for that. Everybody's prayers that have been coming out for us and praying for us, and people that have been supporting us with every endeavor that we step out to do. We just want to thank you for that. Now, a couple things I like doing now as I'm on this podcast. I like talking about some of these different things that we're As we talk about baseball, and you know, some of you don't quite know, I'm Mexican. I'm a Mexican American raised here in Sacramento, California. Obviously, I moved into Southern California after my college career. After my college career was over, as I did play at University of Nebraska a couple years there. Came back, finished my studies in Southern California, and got a master's in biblical studies, and worked in the church for almost 18-19 years. I'm still working in the church, and now we're just happening to incorporate this baseball program. So some things I like talking about is baseball and the history of baseball. And listen to this. This is something those of you that are Hispanos out there, check this out. Kind of interesting. The first Latin player to ever play in the Major League Baseball, his name was Luis Castro. And they say he was from Colombia, but they looked into did a historical study on this guy, and they found out he was basically a Venezuelan coming out of New York, came from Venezuela. His father was a president at the time, a leader in Venezuela, came to New York, United States, New York, and went to school, educated man, got involved in playing in 1902 for the Philadelphia Athletics. What a stat, huh? First Latin player, his name was Luis Castro, and he signed himself as a Colombian. But they did a research, and he was Venezuelan. Look at this one. First Mexican player in the MLB. His name was Baldomero Mel Amada. This was in 1933. He was the first Mexican player in the MLB. Baldomero Mel Amada played in 1933 for the Boston Red Sox. And he was from Huatabampo, Sonora, Mexico. Man, that's a name, isn't it? Huatabampo, Sonora, Mexico. Now listen to this one. First Dominican player in the MLB, Osvaldo Jose Pichardo. And listen to that name. Osvaldo Jose Pichardo. Virgil, basically, was his name. Osvaldo Jose Pichardo Virgil. And he played for the New York Giants back in 1956. Man, what a time that was, huh? First black player, come on, everybody knows that one, in the MLB, Mr. Jackie Robinson in 1947 for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Just a little bit of his history, you know, I like talking about with some of the baseball things and that I like getting talking about and putting out there for those of you that are listening. But anyways, again, I'm going to have some special guests on this show. So be looking forward to what we're going to be doing. Things we're going to be selling on here. You can go to our website in the future. I'm looking at probably in the next couple months, we'll be selling and putting out some things out there that you can help us, support us, because we do want to give back to you, those of you that have helped us with our baseball caps, sweatshirts, hoodies, t-shirts. About Impact International Baseball Academy based out of Sacramento, California. Anyways, just want to send a little shout out to everybody. Thank you, and God bless you for those of you that have been listening to us, and be looking forward to our next one as we get ready to put our next show together, and as we get ready for our players that are coming from the Dominican Republic for 4 weeks to be trained and to tour some of the local junior colleges here in town. All right, God bless you. And again, we look forward. Email me if you want to email. I'm on Facebook. You can look at Vince Lamone, or also go to Impact International Baseball Academy. I'm also on Twitter. And stay in touch with us. Let us know what you thought about the podcast. If you got some questions or topics you want me to talk about, things you want to know. All right. God bless you. We look forward to hearing from you. God bless.